press corps that covers it, there are some new rules to follow. That is, if they want to keep their official credentials that allow them to report from inside the building. It is worth noting the move came at the end of a week where the Trump administration took aim at First Amendment rights on several fronts. President Trump tried to sue the New York Times. ABC took late night host Jimmy Kimmel off the airwaves after the chairman of the FCC threatened the network's stations unless they acted against the longtime Trump critic. Trump also warned that broadcasters who air the voices of critics like Kimmel should lose their licenses. Joining us to explain what this latest move at the Pentagon means for reporters and for the rest of us is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Scott.
Tell us what exactly the new rule is.
Well, you know, Pete Hegseth came in as a Pentagon chief. He's a former Fox and Friends weekend host, and he promised that it would be the most transparent Pentagon in history. Instead, they've had very few press briefings, and now, and they threw out, by the way, a number of media organizations from their slots at the Pentagon, including NPR and The Watch Post, The New York Times. And now they're saying that reporters who want to report from inside the building have to pledge never to divulge or even gather any information that the Pentagon hasn't authorized for release, and that's including unclassified information.
I mean, that just doesn't sound like reporting.
It doesn't sound like reporting. It doesn't sound like the kind of reporters you and I know. I mean, these are people who often have done this for many years. Many of them have, you know, covered military conflict and wars in faraway zones and have gotten to know military personnel from the grunts to the multi-star generals and commanders, and, you know, have gone through corridors and hallways and knocked on doors, not only to get scoops, but just to get expertise and understanding of the kinds of stories they're trying to bring to the American public and to the military personnel themselves.
How are the news organizations that cover the Pentagon responding to this?